This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine, Brendan Neal and David with you. Who have we got in, David?
Well, yeah, like she used to be a bit of a regular friend of the show. Sim from Arts Project Gallery. You're the manager of it, is that right? Mm-hmm. But yeah. You've also curated this
I haven't curated this show. I am the gallery manager and curator at Arts Project Australia, but this has been a bit of a special project for us.
Right. We'll get to that. Give us a bit of a background on who is Arts Project.
Yeah. So Arts Project Australia, we're a gallery and studio based in High Street in Northcote.
Yep.
And we support our artists by promoting, advocating and supporting them through the gallery and studio to connect our artists with the broader contemporary art practice. So we support over 130 artists with intellectual disability in the Northcote studios.
Right, which is bloody good that you're doing that. And you know, like, and how's it actually all coming together these days?
It's the organisation's, I would say, is going from strength to strength. We've been around for 43 years, so we're pretty well versed in how to sort of work in this space, and we're constantly punching above our weight for the artists and trying to sort of connect them with a broader arts community and get their work out there through the gallery and studio.
Right. So. Give us a bit of a background on who you are.
Me personally?
Yeah. How did you get to this stage?
Yeah, so I have a fine arts background. Actually, I'm a contemporary jeweller by trade. But I studied over in Adelaide in arts management many moons ago and did a master's overseas and came back and really wanted to support other artists in their career, really. So that's what attracted me originally to Arts Project Australia, and also to support artists, to connect them with a broader network who need a lot of support sort of in the background, was something that really interested me.
We hear so much that the arts community are suffering so badly. And I think the last time you were on, you were quite concerned, because it was about a year and a half ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That you were quite concerned about your funding in the future. How is it at this stage?
Yeah, well, for Arts Project, a lot of our funding is now going to come through the NDIS, the National Disability Insurance Scheme. So that's been a huge shift in our funding.
Right.
So individualised funding that comes through supported studios and providing, I guess, vocational career pathways for artists. So we weren't sure a year or a year and a half ago how that was going to affect us moving forward. It is starting to fall into place for us particularly, and that funding supplemented by sponsors and artwork sales, but still about 70% of our income comes through the NDIS, and we're doing okay.
And is that something that you had to, you know, sort of campaign for or fight for, you know, tooth and nail a bit?
Yeah, it was more our executive director and operations manager who really, Sue and Sandy, did a lot of the hard work behind that, but a lot of it was advocating more for the value of our artists and the work that they do as a career path, so that art is a career and is something that the artists are really focused on doing at Arts Project. So they lobbied very hard so that they got a good rate, I guess, to attend Arts Project.
And do you think the discourse is changing about the value of art, you know, for people that are...
I think it's still a very hard sell, and there's a lot of, I think it's inconsistent. Mm. So we've been, you know, we're a very established organisation and have very wide networks, and but for other smaller studios who I guess haven't been in the space as long, I think they're probably finding it very hard to put that case forward still.
Mm. So what is it about what you guys are doing and the fact that you've got the space there for them to work? What's making it that special for them?
Well, I mean, we're a secure and stable organisation in the sense that we own our building. So I think the support that the staff artists give, who are professional artists themselves,
A little bit about that.
Yeah, so most of the staff at Arts Project are professional artists, so they come with industry knowledge, and being practising artists themselves, they're a really good support to the artists in the studio. We're very hands-off, so it's all about supporting the artists in their own creative vision. So we're quite known in the industry for doing that and have a good reputation, I guess, for doing that. A lot of our aims are to have the artists working with top quality materials that any other artist would have access to. We're really encouraging artists to go out and see shows and connect with the wider community. And so there's a lot of things happening that are bringing people into the organisation to see what our artists are doing, that are key folk, I guess, in leadership positions across Australia, and also about us trying to get our artists out to see things and engage more.
What are some of the breadth of works that are being created? Mm. You know, is it a bit of everything?
It's a really good question. I think a lot of people identify with us and our artists as being mainly painters and drawers, but they also, they're printmakers, they're ceramic artists, they create 3D sculptures. We have a digital art program and photography program. So really, and we're about to start a design project program. So these are all things that the artists can tap into depending on their interests and where their strengths come from.
And naturally then, do you find a lot of crossover and collaborative work then, just by kind of having these people in the same space?
Yeah, it's yes and no. Like, I think the artists, it's interesting to have so many artists in the same space who have such individualised personal styles. Mm. They're still very true to what they do, even though they're sitting in a studio of 40 other artists. But there are opportunities to collaborate, which is sort of where our current exhibition has come from.
Before we just go on to that exhibition, what about events like White Night? Have you put your hand up there yet, or have you spoken to your artist?
It floats past the desk every now and then. I think we're very open to any opportunities in Melbourne if it connects at the right time, depending on what other things we've got going on. I mean, our artists are exhibiting through our gallery and also through, you know, up to 30 external venues and commercial galleries and national institutions and public spaces, pop-up spaces throughout the year. So it's often a timing thing and just seeing whether it fits in with what an artist might be doing in their own practice at that time.
Okay. Because, you know, like that to me is ripe, I think, for your organisation. I would love to see it there on that night.
I'll have to look a bit more closely moving forward now that you've said that.
So you also mentioned that you have quite a few artists already that you deal with and you represent. Do you go out and look for new emerging artists or in the area?
That's a really good question. So we are fortunate enough, I think, again, through our networks and the way that we're connecting and bringing people in, that often our spaces are full in the studio or close to capacity, and it's through word of mouth that a lot of artists come to us. So we're not actively seeking artists per se who might have a particular talent in a particular area. It's just more that people are coming to us who have a real interest in art moving forward, and if they fit within the culture of the studio and there's a space, then they get a go.
Now let's talk about the exhibition that you've come in to talk about today. Yeah. Well, what's it called?
So we have two shows on at the moment. So we have a solo exhibition by Ian Gold in the front third of the gallery, and in the back two thirds of the gallery we have a group exhibition, Girt by Sea.
And Girt by Sea is the... Tell us what that is.
It is. Well...
I love that term.
It is such a good term, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Girt by Sea has come out of, I guess, a discussion by a professional program group of artists at Arts Project who did a bit of art history, studied a bit of art history, and went out and saw a whole lot of exhibitions of Australian artists, and they put in a proposal to do a show in the space that sort of reflected on, I guess, their interest in particular periods within art history. And they were looking at this show to sort of look also at what the artists in the studio are doing and how they fit within particular themes within you know, Australia's art history streams. So they are eight curators that as I said, they call themselves the Northcote Penguins, which is, you know, a reference to the angry penguins and sort of thinking about the local area, all came together and looked at deciding on particular themes that they'd be interested in, and then looked to what the artists were doing in the studio and looked through their artworks in the stockroom and started pulling some of those works into the themes.
Excellent. Sounds great. And the other one? Which is In Gold.
In Gold Solo.
Yeah.
So this, again, is an exciting exhibition. Ian Gold's one of our emerging artists, and he's this brilliant abstract painter. His work is really colourful. It's very layered and textural, and a lot of his subject matter sort of stems from things he might be interested in, like the St Kilda Saints, various animals. And it's really bright and bold and colourful and such a welcoming show at the beginning of the gallery.
Excellent. So where can people see it? Where are you?
So we're at 24 High Street, Northcote, and we're open Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 5.
Brilliant. And what's the organisation called again?
It is Arts Project Australia.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's always lovely to see you.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.